This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The sound of a nation in mourning. That's from the National Cathedral in Washington today. It's been 1 week since the shootings in Newtown, Connecticut. And this morning at 9:30, bells rang out across the U.S. in honor of those who died.
Bells from a rainy Hampstead, New Hampshire. Lansing, Michigan. And that's St. John's Episcopal Church, a short drive from Sandy Hook Elementary, where last Friday a gunman killed 6 adults and 20 children. The shooter, Adam Lanza, also killed his mother and himself.
Earlier this week, Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy wrote an open letter to every state governor requesting a moment of silence today. It reads, "In the last few days, the outpouring of love and compassion from your state and from around the world has been overwhelming, and the people of Connecticut will be forever grateful. Too often we focus on what divides us as people instead of what binds us together as human beings."
Today, states from Vermont to Alaska participated in remembrances with flags at half-staff. Some websites briefly went dark at 9:30, and the New York Stock Exchange paused for 1 minute before the opening bell.
President Obama observed the moment of silence privately at the White House. And at the state capitol in Hartford, Connecticut, a guard rang the bell 26 times while the names of the Sandy Hook victims were read aloud. Afterward, soloist Callan DeBerry sang Amazing Grace.
I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.